Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today from 1 Thessalonians, the epistle of Paul, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Dear friends of Christ, I was visiting a nursing home, and as often you're there, if you go often, somebody in a wheelchair is going to pop up to you and ask you the question, help me. And this woman in a wheelchair did that. And what do you do when people like that ask for help? Well, what do you think? I stopped and I listened to her, and she said again, please help me. I don't know where I am. I don't know how to go home. And of course, what would you do? What would you think? What do you say to her? You know, none of us would want to be in her position. And I thought to myself, one day that might be me, right? And I thought, but no matter what I do, I can't help her find her way home. I can't help her. Circumstances in life changed. 10 years earlier, that woman was independent. She knew how to find her way home. But circumstances change in life. And we don't know what circumstances are going to change for us just around the corner. And that's why it's comforting to hear the words in our text. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. God helps us. God knows we're lost. We're lost sinners. And God knows that we can't find our way home. And he's done something about it. He sent Jesus into the world to be our Savior. To pave the way. And Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. I'm the answer. I'm the solution. And he sent Jesus, and Jesus enables you to rise above your circumstances. However, sometimes our circumstances can be pretty dire, pretty challenging. Sometimes your circumstances can even be deadly. But God helps us find the way home. And he sends Jesus. In the midst of all the trying times, in the midst of all those difficulties, and the challenges, Jesus is with you. And he gives you the ability to rejoice, to pray continually, and to give thanks in every situation. And so our theme, always joyful. Now, during the time of Paul's ministry, the Christians in Thessalonica were living in joy. This was a model congregation. Good, solid people. People of faith. But they suffered much. Why did this congregation suffer so much? They were under persecution. Deadly, intense Christian persecution. They were dying for the faith. They were losing husbands and wives. Children were being orphaned for professing the faith. And so Paul wrote these words to help them. In spite of severe suffering, you welcome the message of Christ with joy given by the Holy Spirit. Again, the Thessalonians were strong people. They were strong in the faith. They trusted in the Lord. They lived their life knowing the joy that they had in Christ Jesus, even when they were losing loved ones. That takes a strong faith. Joy in the midst of grief. In the midst of the persecution and the rejection and the hatred and the vengeance. Now we need to keep all that in mind as we read these words. What they were going through. These Thessalonian Christians rejoiced. It's the third Sunday of Advent, of course, the Pink Candle Sunday. It is a Sunday of rejoicing. Rejoice. It's a strange word. Rejoice! And as we say rejoice, I get to thinking, you know, when do we rejoice? So when do you rejoice? What gives you an occasion to rejoice? How often in your life do you rejoice? And when that moment happens, when that emotion, when that event, that thing happens. It makes your heart soar. And in that moment, you explode with exuberant rejoicing. But how often do those moments like that happen in our lives? Much of life is not spent rejoicing. It's not as I witness it. For some, especially this time of year, we know it's particularly difficult. There's loneliness, and there's depression, and there's despair. So Paul's words, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in every circumstance, not only fall on deaf ears, it seems to be pretty cruel and loving, not very helpful. To tell a person to rejoice always when they're going through profound challenges, going through a particularly difficult, dark time, seems cruel. Or like the Thessalonians who are grieving because they're losing loved ones. Just stop it. Stop grieving. Rejoice. Seems kind of cold and cruel. Unloving. Well, unless there is a real reason. A real reason that we should always be joyful. And there is a reason why we should always be joyful in each and every situation, no matter how despairing, because of what God has done for us. So I want you to consider that. What God has done for us in this season of Christmas, that He came. I want you to think about His suffering. Think about His birth. Think about the salvation. And why did He do it all? Why did He come? Because He loves you. Because He cares. And we plead, can somebody help me? I don't know where I am. I don't know my way home. And Jesus steps into this world and He knows your pain. And He knows your suffering. And He knows your darkness. And He knows your loneliness. And He steps into your life with compassion. And He never leaves you. He never abandons you. He never forsakes you. He keeps His promise. He holds your hand. No, He carries you through each and every adversity and struggle. Carries you. So that no matter how great the adversity, no matter how bitter, He who calls you is faithful. And He will do it. Let those words sink in. He who calls you is faithful, and He'll do it. As you let those words sink in, those words bring joy to every event, no matter how difficult. Fill every moment of your life with joy. What does Paul say? Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you. That means completely set you apart from the rest of the darkness of the world, so that you're not children of darkness, but children of light. Let God completely set you apart. And then he says, may your whole spirit and your body and your soul be kept blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and He'll do it. You know, God is keeping us blameless until Christ's coming. Now we're not blameless. We're sinful. We're unclean. We're cursed. And you know the curse. Sickness, suffering, pain, anxiety, depression, darkness, death. Cursed. And we cry, can someone please help me? I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I am. I don't know the way home. I'm lost. And Jesus, God, has an answer for your inquisition. He sends the Son to be born in Bethlehem, and from all eternity, He takes on the God from all eternity, takes on human flesh. Rejoice. That is a moment worthy of rejoicing, is it not? That He came to be like us, that He was tempted like we are, and yet in His body He never knew sin. He kept those Ten Commandments that we can never possibly keep. Who is this Jesus? Now, I want you to think. That tiny baby with tiny hands and feet, so precious and cute. Who was he? Lying in a manger. He's God. He made the wood that formed his manger. He formed the hay upon which he lay. He made the flesh that gave him birth. And that Christmas star that shone overhead was of his own making. And those tiny hands and those tiny feet grew. And then they were nailed to a cross to cover your sins and mine. God has helped us. And not only shows us the way home, he leads us the way home through the grave and through the empty tomb. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So even in the midst of any pain you might have, even in the midst of any difficulty that you're going through in this moment, Paul writes, rejoice always. And we should. Psalm 103 expresses the joy we have in Christ Jesus despite any situation. Praise the Lord, O my soul, do not forget all of his benefits. He who forgives all your sins, he heals all your diseases, he redeems your life from the pit, and he crowns you with love and compassion. So no matter what life brings, no matter what's around the corner, the blessings of Christ are yours. The past promises of the Lord, the past promises of the Old Testament and the New, they all come to you today. They are your present possession. You possess them with joy. And you have them. Lord, help me. And he does right now. And you have those blessings today and the riches of those blessings. You may not know the fullness of them today because they're not revealed yet. But the fullness of the blessings will be revealed when Christ returns. And he raises your body from the grave. No more suffering, no more sickness, no more pain. The blessings are there and they're all fulfilled today to give you joy in whatever adversity you may be facing. You have a future in Christ Jesus, a blessing that will be revealed when he comes again. So Paul encouraged the Christians in Thessalonica to look eagerly forward to that last day. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Yep, at the resurrection of all flesh, we're going to be caught up with the Lord in the air, and then we'll meet all the saints, the beloved saints of the Lord, rejoicing. Rejoicing. That's a moment worthy of rejoicing. What joy will be ours? That's a very real hope in the future that fills us each and every day, even this day. That joy, that promise, you possess it. You own it. That promise is yours today and always. No one can take it away from you. No difficult moment. It doesn't matter if you're lonely. It doesn't matter if you're depressed. It doesn't matter if you're filled with anxiety or how you're suffering. It doesn't matter if you're dying. The command is simple. Pray continually. Rejoice always. Give thanks in each and every situation, for this is God's will for you to do in Christ Jesus. The Lord is faithful, and his promises enable us to endure. His promises sustain us when our spirit is crushed. His promises lift us up when our soul is discouraged. His promises strengthen us when our body is weak. And his promises help us to stand in the midst of any adversity, and we stand in victory. His promises give us the ability to give thanks to God in each and every situation. And we can cry, and we cry, yet someone help me? I don't know where I am. I'm lost. And the Lord hears our prayers, and he answers them, rejoice. You are not lost. You have been found. God is faithful, and He's found a way to bless sinners, a way to help us in our despair, and He came. It's a moment of rejoicing. And that's why you can always be thankful in each and every situation. Listen to Paul's words of advice. I've learned in whatever situation to be content. I know how to be brought low. I know how to abound. In each and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need, and I can do all things through Him who gives me the strength. Do you believe those words? That He can do all things and give you the strength to make it through them? Rejoice. That you can rejoice in all things, rejoicing even in the difficult things. Now, when you start to do that, it changes your life. And I challenge you, let's not just have this be something that we give lip service to. Rejoice in the difficult things, but actually do it. It changes your perspective. It changes how you think. It changes how you feel. It changes how you go through life. You go through life rejoicing in each and every situation because it's the will of God for you to do in Christ Jesus. And He gives you strength and salvation. He gives you Jesus, and He gives you hope, and He gives you a purpose, and He gives you a future. A future filled with eternal blessings. So I hope you see, Jesus is all you need to endure, to live, and to thrive. The Thessalonian Christians believed that, and they thrived. Even in the face of persecution, deadly persecution, thrived, lived. Some died. Some suffered. Some struggled. But they all thrived. Taking a stand for the Christian faith isn't a burden. It's a blessing. Living our lives for Jesus isn't a hassle. It's a privilege. Living our life for Christ is not something that brings us sorrow. Living our life in Christ brings us joy. And the Thessalonians knew that. And with all their might, they clung to the promises. They clung to Christian faith and they rejoiced no matter the circumstance. Why do we rejoice? It's because of what Paul said. This is who I am in Christ. Why are you rejoicing? You should be sad. This is who I am in Christ. Philippians 4 says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. For the Lord your God is faithful and He'll do it. He'll produce amazing fruit in your life. Amazing blessings. And His plan is to sanctify you through and through, to set you apart, to live your life for His glory, not just for today, but for all eternity. And Jesus is your Savior. And He'll keep you blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So with the prophet Isaiah, we say, I delight greatly, I rejoice. My soul rejoices in the Lord my God. For He's clothed me in garments of salvation. He's arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as our Old Testament lesson says. And we rejoice, rejoice, be happy. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is always faithful. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus and a life everlasting. Amen.